But first, yesterday it was reported that the Victorian government had proceeded to cut down the 350-year-old sacred directions tree to make way for the construction of the Western Highway connecting Victoria to South Australia. The tree is sacred to the Jabiroong people. Activists have been protesting against the demolition of the tree since 2019, and the Jabiroong were feeling a sense of sorrow rather than celebration, as the loss of the tree happened concurrently with the easing of COVID-19 restrictions. However, the Victorian Transport Minister says that the tree cut down was not the sacred directions tree. Ariel Sodario has more.
Yesterday, it has been reported that the Victorian Labor government took down the 350-year-old sacred direction tree to make way for an upcoming highway connecting Victoria and South Australia. Activists have been protecting the tree since 2019, and it was during around the same time as the press conference that the tree was removed with police on site. Victorian Greens Senator Linda Thorpe says that the announcement of the restrictions easing should have been a celebratory moment, but the fact that the tree was cut down made it more somber.
This Labor government want to talk treaty with Jabiroong people at the same time that they are destroying or desecrating our significant sites. So, yes, it was a distraction. Yes, you know, people were feeling good about the lifting of those restrictions. But that soon became very somber and very sad when we found out that our sacred trees had been destroyed at the same time. So it's hard to feel excited, and I just think that the underhanded, calculated approach that the Andrews government have taken at this time shows absolutely no good faith whatsoever when it comes to talking treaty with us.
Lydia says that the problem is the cultural heritage legislation, as it encourages the creation of corporation groups, allowing the government to make negotiations without speaking to the other traditional owners living within the area. Multiple reports have stated that the Victorian Labor government has negotiated with the Eastern Mar Aboriginal Corporation to protect around 15 other sacred trees within the construction area, but never once have spoken with other traditional owners.
So it's the cultural heritage legislation that is the problem here, creating so many divisions on the ground in communities, because it could be a board, right, a corporation board saying, yeah, sure, go through and cut it down or continue logging the Central Highlands. This manufactured consent process is the problem here. And we need to get rid of that cultural heritage legislation, which does not protect us at the end of the day.
We've contacted with the Victorian government and asked if they could give a word on the situation. Victorian Transport Minister Jacinta Allan released a statement to The Wire saying that the tree that was reported wasn't the 350-year-old tree. She states that
no trees have or will be removed as part of the Western Highway upgrade without the consent of the representatives of the 12 families that make up the Jabiroong people. The tree that was identified in media reports today, usually referred to as the Fiddleback tree, has been involved in multiple cultural surveys involving Jabiroong elders and has not been assessed as being culturally significant. In fact, the tree has been assessed by an arborist as being maybe over 100 years old and is highly unlikely to predate European settlement. The directions tree that was identified in the federal court proceedings is at the northern end of the alignment, almost 10 kilometres away. It has not and will not be removed. After consulting with Eastern Mar, the government changed the alignment more than a year ago to avoid more trees, including two suspected birthing trees.
The connection between the trees and the Jabiroong people is important, as it allows them to connect to the country and to their ancestors. The government needs to take better action in regards to negotiating with the traditional owners to prevent further division between the two groups.
They need to get rid of the cultural heritage legislation. They need to absolutely give that an overhaul. The Ombudsman's Office wrote a report and said that the cultural heritage legislation did not consider consultation with the wider traditional owner group. So when you have five traditional owners sitting on a corporation making a decision and you've got thousands of other traditional owners who aren't in that room at that time and have no idea what's going on, then of course that's going to create conflict, and that's what the cultural heritage legislation does.
Victorian Green Senator Lydia Thorpe ending that report by Ariel Sudario.